This podcast is brought to you by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania. Buy any window, patio door, entry door, and get the next one for 40% off. Plus, no money down, no payments, and no interest for 12 whole months. Ooh. Head on over to renewalbyanderson.com to learn more about this deal now.
A mayor of a town put up a sign calling a homeless man a bum. Meanwhile, Bucks County is suing the developers of popular apps like TikTok. Allegheny County residents can now track that rotten egg smell. Plus, Pennsylvania is home to some of America's most Irish cities. I'm Claudia DeMuro, and you're listening to Today in PA. There was once a sign on a fence in Red Line which read, quote, "Feeding the bum on the bench only encourages dependency and greater laziness," reports the York Daily Record. The person the sign allegedly referred to was Mike Strausbaugh, who had slept on the bench below where it was, and the person who put it up was Red Lion Mayor Gene Lau. Lau eventually had the sign removed along with the bench. Other benches throughout the town, too, also started disappearing. As to why Lau seems to be particularly determined to keep Strausbaugh from sleeping on any benches at all, the mayor told the York Daily Record, quote, "This guy's been a problem in town for years." Many Red Lion residents, however, claim Strausbaugh, who has worked odd jobs throughout the years and whose sister says believes people aren't required to have houses, is no issue at all and kind. Tell Strausbaugh to the York Daily Record, quote, "I got enough problems. I just want people to leave me alone." Bucks County is suing the developers of Facebook, TikTok, Snapchat, YouTube, and Instagram, reports NBC 10. In a lawsuit filed Tuesday night, county officials claimed these apps are purposefully designed to be addictive. Furthermore, the suit claims that the social media have specifically targeted young people in such a way it's led to a nationwide mental health crisis. Bucks County Solicitor John Kahn explains how Bucks wants compensation for the cost taxpayers have incurred as a result of this crisis, as well as for these companies to change their practices. Says he, quote, "We want our damages, we want reimbursement, and we want them to knock it off." If you live in Allegheny County, you may be familiar with that rotten egg smell that wafts through the air every now and then, states the Tribune Review. That would be hydrogen sulfide, or H2S, a colorless gas that's a byproduct of industrial processes like those used in natural gas refineries and sewage treatments. While H2S doesn't pose the same health concerns as other gases out there, it can cause some eye irritation plus headaches and fatigue, which is why the county health department revealed it would now offer publicly trackable information about how much H2S is in the air. This dashboard updates itself with information it gets from two H2S monitors located in North Braddock and Liberty, and is available on the county's website should you yourself want to check it out. Pennsylvania is home to some of the country's quote-unquote most Irish cities, reveals Penn Live. LawnStarter graded the U.S.'s 200 biggest cities across four main categories, community, food and drink, cultural enrichment, and organizations, to find which were the greenest, so to speak. Philadelphia placed in fourth overall, and also had the fourth most Irish pubs, and Pittsburgh was sixth. Number one, in a surprise turn of events, wasn't Boston, but New York. That is all for today. For more news, check out PennLive.com. Also, please remember to leave this podcast a rating and a review if you can. Thanks ahead of time, and of course, thanks for listening. I'm Claudia DeMuro, and I'll talk to you during Friday's episode of Today in PA.
This podcast is brought to you by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania. Buy any window, patio door, entry door, and get the next one for 40% off. Plus, no money down, no payments, and no interest for 12 whole months. Ooh. Head on over to renewalbyanderson.com to learn more about this deal now.